What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. One of my favorite artists and one of the biggest TikTok stars in the world right now, Mr. Jason Derulo. What's going on, Jason?
Oh, man, chilling, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. You have no idea how much love you get at Casa Lopez. My kids are obsessed with you, and I hear so many of your jams. I ain't gonna lie though, I'm into them. I was just telling these guys, I go, dude, he's got some great cuts, and with all the dances and everything, I mean, it's just it's amazing. So a lot to talk about. Savage Love, obviously, monster hit right there. Why do you think it resonated so much with fans, that particular song?
I think for a lot of different reasons. The track is really it's really hypnotizing almost, man. It just makes you want to get up and dance, like, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think the track became a celebration of culture. So a lot of different people were celebrating their cultures to that TikTok trend. And then you implement the song that I wrote, and I just feel like the clash of worlds worked really well, because the song is almost like a negative thing, right? You know, the girl is kind of playing.
Yeah.
The track is so positive. It's kind of like it blends together so well with this push and pull. And I think it just created something that, you know, was super fly.
Yeah, catch a lightning in a bottle right there. And the little choreography that goes along with it. I know all the jams to it. BTS even jumped on a remix of the songs. How'd that work out? And did you get a chance to meet with those guys? Because I know a lot of times collabs, you're all in different studios.
Yeah, so it happened remotely. But, you know, had been wanting to work with BTS for a while. And this was obviously like a perfect opportunity. They jumped on the song, killed it. And it even brought that a multicultural aspect to a different level, right? I mean,
yeah. You know, international.
Yeah, from New Zealand, me being from Haiti, and them being a Korean sensation, I think it's, you know, it just really, really worked out really well.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And is it true, bro, you spent $112,000 to celebrate Savage Love going number one? And if so, what are you buying for? That is a lot of bottles popping right there.
Yeah, so I was buying rounds for the whole restaurant. That's why it ended up being like that. It was not just for me.
Oh, what a nice place to be at that night.
You missed it, bro. You missed it.
Dang, give a brother a heads up next time. The next number one. That's awesome. That's awesome. Jason, it's been 5 years since the last full-length album. Any chance you got something in the works?
Most definitely. Was able to get off the label that I was on for the past 12 years, and I feel like that was the biggest encumberment creatively and in my life. I think one thing that meant was freedom. There was a open door for creativity, and you know, now I'm in the place where I'm just like a creative force field almost, man, here at the house. You know, whether it's creating content or creating music in the evenings, yeah?
Right.
So definitely a full-length album is on the way. Very soon, actually. I'm actually dropping another song on the 20th.
Nice. Nice, yeah. Man. Well, look forward to checking that out. And when you're creating content, I mean, because it's become a big part of your focus now, too, do you feel, because you've been popping off so on such a large scale right there, is it more pressure? Do you feel almost like it's a lot of work now as opposed to just kind of messing around and having fun?
Nah, man, it's always fun. I mean, anything that I do, I mean, it just has to be fun. If it's not fun, it's kind of not worth it, right? So spending your time and energy and things that you enjoy, and it kind of ends up just working for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I already that, right? Like,
yeah,
this that you love doing, it's really easy to work hard and do well at things that you like doing.
Yeah, no, if you're having fun, people have fun with you. Exactly right. Is it true you got a TikTok collab with Alicia Keys possibly coming up?
How you know that?
Well, that's what Lil Bird told me.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a secret, but I guess we let it out. We've been doing some content. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Fun, man.
Cool people, man. It's I guess it's like opened like a whole other door, man, that I didn't even know was there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. And you get to show your personality and stuff, and you get a whole new set of fans and stuff, which a lot of artists don't have. They're just like about the music, but they're not as fun people, which so it's kind of cool. People get to see that side of you. By the way, congrats on Take You Dancing, over 209 million streams. And that song, of course, inspired all kinds of TikTok videos. What do you attribute to the success to that track to?
Take You Dancing, man. I mean, that melody is just so infectious. It gets me every time. I'm actually like a true fan of that song. You know, it's one of my favorite songs that I've written, man, honestly. And I'm so glad that the people are finally hearing it. I actually wrote it in the pandemic. So it talks about, you know, not being able to go out, but bringing, you know, that same energy, that same party. We can have our own private party in our own space, if you will.
Yeah.
That one is definitely going to get you up and dancing.
Yeah.
As well.
Those are my favorite right there. What you doing for the holidays? You laying low? You going anywhere?
I'm going to go visit the fam in Miami for Christmas, but I think I'm going to do Thanksgiving in LA for the first time.
There you go. All right. I'm hitting both coasts. And I got to know what you're asking for this holiday season. Speaking of the holidays, we teamed up with Macy's for Macy's Wishlist Wednesday. This week, it is all about games. Nothing like game night to bring the family together for some holiday fun and a few bragging rights. I added a laser tag set, some combat robots to my list. So, Jason, what would you throw on your wish list?
On my wish list, I like the board games too, man. I like some of the board games that, the ones that you know and love, but also like getting in on the new ones. That's kind of like things that you've never played before. I love the Jengas. I love like the Monopolies. I mean, yeah. Those are classics.
Pictionary.
Yeah. But there's some new ones out there that are pretty fun too, man.
Yeah, no, there are. Right on, man. Hey, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot with some quick questions, quick answers, okay? Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Woo, stuffing.
Favorite holiday song?
Favorite holiday song? Silent Night.
Okay. Slow jam. Favorite holiday treat?
Favorite holiday treat? Ooh. Eggnog.
Okay. Favorite holiday movie?
The Grinch.
If you could collab with another artist to do a holiday classic, who would you choose and what song would it be?
That would have to be definitely Mariah Carey. You know, she's the queen.
Yeah. There you go. You know what side? You have a classic song? Oh, Silent Night? Maybe do a little Silent Night remix?
A little Silent Night? That would be beautiful. I would love that.
Yeah, I bet you'd kill it. Hey, man, I got a personal favor. Can you give my daughter Gia and my son Dominic a shout out? Just say it's your boy Jason Derulo. Keep up with the TikTok, something like that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Gia, Dominic, it's Jason Derulo. Listen, I hope you're keeping up with your TikToks. I can't wait to meet you, and I can't wait to see what you got coming up next.
You the man. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. Jason Derulo, always great catching up with him. Please be sure to follow Jason on TikTok. Thanks so much for checking in, brother.
All right, thank you, my brother.
Take Cheers. Care.